Locker Room Chats here, continuing on a Thursday with Valley Falls head coach Caleb Gatzmeyer. Again, this Locker Room Chat for Valley Falls brought to you by the Elevator and Heinen Outdoor Power Equipment. Here, three games into the season, Valley Falls 1-2, dropping the first two games against Troy and then Jefferson West. That was last Friday. And then Oskaloosa, the bounce back victory, a score of 55-47 again this week on Tuesday. So, coach, what was that bounce back for you and your team like on Tuesday? And then also just kind of talk about these last couple of games for you and your team.
Well, I believe really for us was how the game ended against Jeff West that kind of propelled us last night against Oskaloosa. You know, our game with Jeff West was kind of back and forth most of the game. They're a very talented team, got a lot of size and speed and athleticism, and we really felt like we let one slip away. You know, they did a great job and got us down, and we came back. I think we were down 7 and early in the fourth quarter, fought our way back and actually took a 4-point lead with about a minute and a half to go, and had some careless turnovers late, and they had some runouts, and we missed a shot at the buzzer, and so they got us. And it was a really intense game with, you know, two hard-fought teams, and I think we were super frustrated that we didn't get the W, which, you know, kind of that passion, that to get kind of carried us over last night. And, you know, I really had some guys step up last night. Was so proud of the way we played from start to finish. You know, Colin Carney has been a mainstay in my last 3 years. And, you know, he went down with an injury early in the second quarter last night. And, you know, the guys rallied. Brayson Miller had a kind of coming out party. Had 10 points in the first quarter, finished the game with 14. Guys came off the bench. You know, Jenner Young did a great job coming off the bench. Chandler Martins, Brody Burge, Grady Smith getting in there. You know, Flint didn't have his best game offensively, but defensively he was a stud. And Duncan, I got to give a shout out to my point guard who didn't score a lot last night, but played probably the best defensive game I've seen him in a long time, because his duty was to try to shut down Richie Rockhold, which is a hard thing to do because that kid's a lights out shooter. And our whole focus was to just kind of make it tough every time he got the ball, and Duncan did that. And then Damian kind of took control of the game late, finished with a game high 19 points. And so when you talk about team wins, last night was a huge team win for us.
Yeah, you talk about that big-time win, of course, trying to carry the momentum here on to Friday against Royal Valley. What can you tell me here quickly about this matchup coming up for you and your team taking on a big East opponent?
Royal Valley's tough. They're always tough. You know, Coach Brown does a great job with them. You know, we're good friends, and we kind of bounce stuff off each other throughout the year over the years. And they have some athleticism. They have some size. And it's going to be tough for us, especially if we don't have Colin, and it's going to have to be another kind of committee, rally, next man up mentality for our team. Hopefully we'll have Colin back. If not, we'll just roll with what we got and, you know, try to do our best to make shots, move the ball and play, tremendous defense like we did, on Friday. Or last night.
Well, Coach, I appreciate you here for your time. Joining us as always, week number 2 here of Locker Room Chats here on 103.9 KNZ. Again, Coach, thank you for your time.
All right, man. I appreciate you. Have a good day.
That was head coach Caleb Gatzmeyer from the Valley Falls boys team. Again, 1-2 here on this season, looking to get to the .500 here on Friday against the Royal Valley Panthers.